You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
Well, hello there, membershippers. You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, Chief Geek around these parts. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you are a brand new listener, first of all, welcome. I'm so, so glad that you've found us. You are listening to the number one show for proven practical tips and advice, insights, ideas, and inspiration for growing a successful membership business that is built to last for the long haul. And you already know this if you have been listening to us for a while. If you're not already subscribed, make sure you hit that subscribe button in your podcast app of choice to ensure that you do not miss a single weekly episode. Today's episode is a very, very special one because I'm actually bringing you a little exclusive session from the recent Retain Live 2025 conference. That was our two-day conference here in the northeast of England, in my hometown of Newcastle, where we brought together a whole bunch of existing membership owners who are looking to grow their business in the coming years. And we got together for 2 days of speakers, networking, and masterminding that was all membership growth-centric. Now, during that event, it was a phenomenal event. Some of you listening would have been there and you're nodding your head furiously. It was a fantastic event, not just because we had ice cream, we had pick and mix, we had a lot of fun stuff going on, but we also had some incredible speakers up on that stage. And I was honored to be able to deliver a few sessions myself. I actually spoke 4 times and for some reason people weren't sick of me by the end of the conference, or at least they didn't tell me if they were. So I did the opening and the closing keynote for the event, but I also did a couple of what I called quick win sessions. So these were 15 to 20 minute long, hyper-focused tactical training sessions where I zeroed in on some of the key things that have really been moving the needle for myself and also for others within our community. And one of those sessions, we talked about something called feedback loops. So soliciting feedback has always been such a crucial part of how we've grown our membership, and we have really emphasized its importance several times here on the podcast. You need to speak to your audience, to your members, to your buyers, your non-buyers, your ex-members. That feedback is critical for guiding the growth of your business. But it's not enough to just get that feedback. You need to know what feedback to ask for and what to do with it. So you need to create something that's called a feedback loop. And during this session, which you're going to hear the audio from in just a moment, I explain what a feedback loop is, how it works, and the key feedback loops that you need to have in place throughout the entire member life cycle. Having these in place will accelerate your membership growth, so this episode is a must listen. So without any further ado, we're going to jump to, 2 months ago now. I'm going to take you 2 months back in the past, and we're going to bring you that session from Retain Live 2025, all about how to leverage and utilize feedback loops to grow your membership. Anyone here like quick wins, like quick results, stuff we can just implement super fast and move the needle? Anyone interested in that kind of thing? Yeah, I'm sure we all do. All right, well, today and tomorrow, in addition to the fantastic talks from our speakers, I'm going to do a couple of extra little short, actionable, quick win sessions to give some real specific, real focused stuff for you to work on. And the first quick win that I want to share today is all about balls. Swedish meatballs. We're going to come back to that because this quick win is about creating feedback loops in your membership business. So what is a feedback loop? Essentially, it's where we have a process by which we reach out to our members, we ask them for input. When they give that input, they give that feedback, we actually listen, we analyze, we process, we digest the things that they're telling us. Then we take all of that, we take real action. We don't just put it in a spreadsheet, file it somewhere. We take the feedback,
that we've analysed, we take actual action, and most importantly, we then close the loop by going back to the same people who gave us that input and telling them exactly what we've done with it. And this is where we get back to those, I almost said delicious-looking Swedish meatballs. Oh, let's face it. When you create these kind of feedback loops, it leads to something that is called the IKEA effect. See the link there? That was, yeah, genius. It's been proven that people highly value, like value things more highly if they've had a hand in creating or shaping it. When people's feedback is acted on, people feel a sense of ownership in those results, in those changes, in the effects that their input has generated. By showing people that their feedback matters, that they've been listened to, they become a lot more invested in your membership. It's why people love those wonky Kallax units that are sitting in a lot of bedrooms, a lot of front rooms. So it's advantageous to create these kind of feedback loops that will get people more invested, make people feel like they are part of creating the experience that they get as a member. So ideally, we want to have a feedback loop at every stage of the member life cycle. Now, if you're not familiar with the member life cycle, it's something we talk about a lot here with Membership Geeks and Membership Academy. Member life cycle looks a little bit like this. It just recognizes that the member journey is not linear. It starts with acquisition. So that acquisition phase, which is all about bringing in, let's go back, it's all about bringing in those new members. We get the new members, we onboard them effectively, build those habits that are conducive to having them sticking around long term. We then keep them engaged, keep giving them results, help them make progress, keep them active. If they start to reach a phase where they might be slipping away, that's when we are focusing in on retention. How do we keep them? We're never going to keep every single member. Cancellations are inevitable, but the journey doesn't stop there. The member life cycle continues because every member who leaves your membership is potentially primed to return somewhere in the future, and then that member life cycle continues. So in that acquisition phase, the best group of people you should be speaking to, you should be creating feedback loops for, are your non-buyers. People who are in your audience or they are on your email list, so they clearly want more from you. They clearly resonate with something, they just haven't taken that step to join your membership. You need to be finding out why. So we need to ask them outright, why haven't you joined the membership? You're on the list, you clearly value what we offer. What is missing? What's stopping you from joining? Email them and just literally ask them outright. Don't overcomplicate it. Say, hey, I've noticed you've been on the list for a while. You've not yet become a member. That's okay. Don't worry. I'm not going to give you the hard sell. But you would be doing me the biggest favor in the world if you could just hit reply and let me know what's the main thing that is stopping you from becoming a member. And actually invite them to reply directly to that email so their responses go straight into your inbox, so you can actually read this stuff, listen to it. Don't send them to a survey that you'll forget to check. Start those conversations and then use what they give you to refine your marketing, to correct anything that you might be getting wrong with your messaging, to address their objections, address any misconceptions that they may have. Respond to them. Someone gives you a reason why they haven't joined, and actually it's just a miscommunication, it's a misunderstanding. They don't realize that you can help them with a certain problem. Go back to them, close that loop, feed back to them. Explain things a little bit more. Offer solutions to those obstacles that they are saying are the reasons that they're not joining. And use the information that they give you to bolster your marketing strategy so you can start preempting this stuff. So for us, anyone who's been on our list for a certain amount of time who hasn't joined, we directly reach out via email. Again, we're kind of saying, listen, you've been on our list for a while. Clearly, you like our stuff. Something's connected with you, but you just haven't joined yet. That is cool. No worries. Might not be the right time. Just might not be for you. But could you just help us? And when they respond, listen, reply, have that conversation, but also take the responses and start creating content from it. Address the frequently asked questions, the frequent obstacles and objections that come up. Get them in the FAQ section on your sales page. Work them into your email copy. Create content on your blog or your podcast that preemptively addresses objections. Tweak your messaging if it's becoming clear from the feedback that you're not quite hitting the right mark for people. Add an email to your new subscriber sequence that preempts these objections. Hey, if you're wondering whether this membership is right for you, let us dive a little bit deeper, and then you actually address these objections that might be stopping people from joining. So it's not just about asking people for feedback, it's about listening, analyzing, using it, creating content that addresses the things that might be stopping people from joining. Now, a key part of member onboarding is collecting feedback from the people who do join. So we want to know why people who aren't joining haven't joined, but we want to know why people are actually joining. This is important to figure out what parts of our marketing is working, and more importantly, what people are expecting, where they want to get to, what stage they are at when they join your membership. So ask them outright, why did you join? What are your goals? Where did you find out about us? What stage in your journey, what level of expertise do you have? Include a new member questionnaire in your onboarding process. Should be one of the first things that people complete. Collect this information, regularly analyze the responses to find trends, and use that information to shape the member experience, but also do things like zero in on which of your marketing channels are most effective. If everyone is telling you they come from a particular place, or they saw you speak at an event, or they saw you on a webinar, that's telling you what is working, that's telling you what you should double down on a little bit more. And again, loop this back to members, this key final part. Follow up with them to discuss their goals. Send them a personal welcome video. Hey, thanks for joining. Thanks for filling in the new member questionnaire. Listen, you mentioned that you're really hoping to achieve X, Y, or Z. This is where I would start if I was you. So we're closing that loop. We're giving them recommendations, tailoring the member experience to the feedback that they give us. So in Membership Academy, those of you who joined, you will have gone through a new member questionnaire that looks a little something like this. I want to know why you joined. I want to know what stage you're at. Have you launched? Have you not launched? How long have you been running? And where did you find out about the Academy? That's it. Not too many questions. We don't want people's first experiences to be them taking, you know, a 1 hour long assessment. But we use that information for everything from refining and fine-tuning our marketing to zeroing in on the sort of things that are going to work best for member retention. But critically, we also use it to tailor the member experience. People get slightly different versions of our website according to the feedback that they gave us. So if someone hasn't launched yet, the member experience, so many of the pages are geared towards getting them to complete our membership roadmap that will help them to launch. When they're in that growth phase, there's other aspects that are focused on, not just within the website, but within the emails that we send them and the ways in which we engage them. And we loop back to them. We tell them outright, you are seeing this version of the website that is tailored to the information you've given us about where you are, so that they can update that. They can keep personalizing their experience accordingly. Do the same thing in the emails that we send them as well. This, again, loops back to them and highlights the fact that they are being catered to, and this is a more tailored, more personalized experience. And throughout the membership experience, we need to be regularly soliciting feedback from our members. Member feedback is going to be your GPS. It'll help you refine your offering. It'll help you decide on any new content and features you add. Members will tell you how to keep them engaged, how to keep them subscribed and paying. So open communications, regularly solicit feedback, conduct member surveys, again, analyze, look for patterns. Don't be afraid to take action based on the overall sentiment of your member base. Obviously, don't change things for each individual, but identify trends, identify common patterns and behavior, identify any shifts in your audience needs. And anytime you make changes, loop back to your audience and tell them, hey, we sent you a survey out a few weeks ago. These are the changes we've made. We've listened. How many times have you conducted completed a survey and you hear nothing else? You don't know what that information's done. You loop back and say, these great new changes, these enhancements have come from you. That makes it clear that your member base has a say in the direction of your business. We have a very feedback-led culture in the Academy. At a bare minimum, if we do nothing else, we always do our annual survey where we dig into granular detail about the member experience, member needs, and this informs so much of what we do. And anytime we make changes, like the major ones we recently made for our 10th anniversary, we look back to our members, we let them know this is all a result of their input. We even create workshops showing behind the scenes of the decision-making process and how that feedback has impacted the membership. We create content like podcast episodes where we pull back the curtain and dig into this. We show how our members shape the decisions that we make. When it comes to retention, feedback is pivotal. If someone's leaving, we need to know why. And this shouldn't be a passive thing. We need to survey our outgoing members. We need to ideally have something in place before the cancellation is final where we ask them why they are no longer staying in the membership. And then respond to that before the final decision is made. Offer them some alternatives to cancelling. Acknowledge any frustrations. Show that we care and we want them to stay. So it's not just a case of them clicking the button and they're gone. We interject ourselves, find out why, listen and address it. And we survey anyone who hits that cancellation button. They pick from a list of common reasons for cancelling that is shaped from 10 years worth of feedback. And whatever they select on that list, we'll take them off to a specific page that is different according to the feedback that they've given us, that acknowledges why they're leaving, addresses the reason that they've given, and also offers alternatives. Because not everyone who's leaving actually wants to. I'm going to talk a little bit more tomorrow about having an optimized offboarding process. Someone knows that they can't stay subscribed. They might think the only alternative is canceling when it could be pausing, upgrading, downgrading. Could be so many different alternatives. Intervening shows that you're paying attention, that you want them to stay, and it gives you a chance to change their mind. Of course, not everyone is going to stay, but the feedback that people give you on the way out is vital for refining the strategy for retaining future members. And these feedback loops don't stop for the people who do leave. The member life cycle continues, and so too should your feedback loops. Dig deeper into why someone has left and what would entice them back. Have actual conversations with your ex-members. Pay attention to the trends. What is going on that is losing members for you? Identify any gaps in your value proposition, in your retention strategy, and address any misconceptions that people might have. Make changes based on commonalities in why people are leaving, why you're losing your members. And update people when you make these changes to the membership. Someone might be leaving for temporary reasons. If you follow up 3 to 6 months down the line, they might be primed to come back. And if you can follow up and say, hey, you told us that you left because you didn't have any time. Well, you know what? We've actually just implemented some fantastic training paths that are designed to help you get results fast. We follow up on everyone who leaves the academy. We open up the conversations. We also tag people in our CRM based on why they have left. And then we loop back a few months later with an email that's tailored to the reasons they gave us for leaving. Someone said that they left because they have no time. We don't want to follow up and say, hey, we just added loads of amazing stuff to our membership, because that kind of defeats the purpose, right? They left because there was not enough time to do everything. It's not going to resonate with them. So we need to adapt our messaging to the feedback that they give us to close that loop. Feedback gives fuel to your membership at every single stage of your member life cycle. And even if you just implement just one core feedback loop for every stage, one for acquisition, one for onboarding, one for engagement, one for retention, and one for reactivation, the insight and the information that these will give you will empower your membership far beyond where it is today. So get out there and start talking to your people.
All right, that is a wrap. I hope you found that useful. I know from the feedback that we got from people at the event was that this was something that they weren't all doing within their memberships, but they were going to go away and implement as fast as possible. And I just know that this is going to really help them to dial in their marketing, to dial in their retention strategy, their member engagement, and to guide the continued evolution of their membership business. So I hope you've enjoyed this session from Retain Live. And if you're listening to this before Black Friday in 2025. So if you're listening, you know, 10 years off in the future, I'm sorry, you missed it. But if you are listening before Black Friday, that's November 28th, 2025, we actually are giving you the opportunity to get access to not just the recording of this session, but to all of the recordings of all of the sessions from Retain Live 2025. This is our Black Friday bonus that we're giving to anyone who joins the Membership Academy before December 1st. So our existing members, basically anyone who has an active Academy membership on December 1st, will be sent the access to the full recordings of every single session, myself, the fantastic speakers that we had, the fireside chat that we did. You're going to get all of it just for being an Academy member. So if you are not already part of Membership Academy, or maybe you've been a part of it and you left for some reason, you needed to take a break, maybe you pause your subscription, if you come and join as part of this Black Friday bonus offer, if you come, join, subscribe, and you are a member on December 1st, you are going to get the full recordings from Retain Live 2025, just to sweeten the pot and to make sure that you are equipped to drive your membership's growth as we come in to 2026. So head on over to membershipacademy.com, get yourself signed up, get yourself subscribed before December 1st to ensure that you get this bonus of full access to the recordings from Retain Live 2025. As if we didn't already give you enough incredible stuff in Membership Academy. But hey, it's that time of year. It is the season. So make sure you get yourself signed up before December 1st to get that incredible bonus. That is it for today's episode. Thanks ever so much for joining me. I do hope you've taken a lot of value, and I hope you're going to go away and implement those key feedback loops in your own membership business. I'll be back again next week with another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.